Hey everyone, welcome to the Smiles Are Wild podcast, brought to you by Pediatric Dental Associates and Orthodontics. My name is Amy Morgan. Each week, we will be bringing you tangible advice that you can use to help with your child's oral health care needs at home and on the go. We will offer fun and educational tips and tricks, but we hope that you will remember that overall, it doesn't really matter how you take care of their teeth, as long as you take care of them from the beginning. And we're starting a new series today known as Back to Basics. We figured with everybody going back to school, it's a good time to get back into the routine of some good brushing habits. And one of the main things that we go over when you're in the office, or that we try to strive to talk about when you're in the office, is what kind of toothbrush and what kind of toothpaste you should be using for your child. Again, we're going to go over manual toothbrushes, electric toothbrushes, floss, what kind of floss they should be using, floss picks, and toothpaste by age. So we're going to go ahead and start. I'm going to start first with manual toothbrushes. When you're in the office, usually for a new patient appointment or for a regular checkup, we try to provide you with a toothbrush, a sample size thing of toothpaste, and a sample size thing of floss. We do recommend that those get changed out every 3 months as far as the brushes go, because the brush heads are basically null and void after 3 months. We want to make sure you're changing those out. So when you're in the store shopping, we want you to know what you're looking for after that 3 months, after that brush is time for it to go in the trash. So one of the easiest ways to do it actually is just to look on the packaging. So there are all kinds of cute characters you can choose from. We currently came under contract with Crest Oral-B, so all of our characters are under that character line, which is usually Disney. You can use any of them as long as they have the appropriate age listed on the top. I don't know how much you can see this, but if you look at this one, it says ages 2 to 4 here at the top. So that's what you want to be looking for. These are Mickey and Minnie, and these are the stages for ages 2 to 4. And they're going to be appropriate for that age because of the smaller head and because of how they can, the size of the actual brush. So when you're holding onto the handle, it fits more appropriately in their hand versus if they want Little Mermaid, because they love Little Mermaid. This is actually ages 5 to 7. So if your 2-year-old daughter loves Little Mermaid, this isn't necessarily going to be appropriate for brushing her teeth, because of the head size is too big, the handle isn't going to allow them to learn the dexterity to be able to brush their teeth properly. Okay, so you have ages, usually this is how it's broken down, ages 2 to 4, ages 5 to 7, and then anything else would be 8 and up. So these are going to be bigger heads. We always recommend a soft bristle for kids. So you're going to go through that. Then there's also the big question of what to do about your baby. So we do have a couple of options for that. We're going to talk about, these are called tenders. These are like little washcloths that can go on your finger after bottle feeding, breastfeeding, whenever. You stick them on your finger, get them wet, and you can actually clean their teeth after you have bottle fed them or breastfed them, so that that sugar, those natural sugars that are in that milk, is being brushed away and it's not just sitting there causing decay. All right, and those come in a variety of colors. We do have them available in the office. If you're interested in one of these for your child when you're in for an appointment, just let us know. And we'll go over here in just a minute more about the age appropriateness of bringing them to the dentist. Another item that we've actually found that's really fun is called, it's called a brushie. So it's B-R-U-S-H-I-E-S. It's called the brushies. You can find them online on Facebook or on Instagram. And it's actually a little finger puppet, but it's more of a brush style. So it's, I believe it's made out of silicone. It's BPA and free, non-toxic food grade silicone. So you just put it on your finger. It has a little brush on the end where you can actually brush their teeth. So it has, it's very, very soft, and then it can just be rinsed and put up and used just like a toothbrush. But this will also massage the gums for new infants that are teething and things like that. So we really, really, really are liking this product a lot. Again, you can find that at thebrushies.com. And then I believe that their Instagram is thebrushiesofficial, but I'll put that link down in the bottom as soon as I can, okay? It comes in four different animals. This one is Momo the monkey. There's a whale and a pig, I think. And there's also a book series that goes with it too. So it also helps to teach your kids to have fun with brushing. And again, these are recommended by the brushing up to age four. We would say probably up to age two. Just kind of depends on what your preference is. If they're loving it and this is what you're brushing with, that's totally fine. Up to whatever age is best for them. But we would try to recommend to get them onto a manual toothbrush by the age of two, just so by the time that they're wanting to brush by themselves, that they have the proper dexterity to do that. A lot of times, the dexterity comes from them practicing. So, they need to be trying it, and then also as a parent, you need to be following up for that. And we'll go over that a little bit more in the how to brush part of the series, which is probably going to be next week. Right now, we just want you to get the tools so that we can start talking about how to brush. Okay? Again, that's the brushies. Let's see. Okay, so that's all the manual toothbrushes. And now we're going to talk about electric toothbrushes. We do offer two within our practice. We have the kids' brush from Crest Oral-B, and we also have a more advanced adult size, all permanent teeth in Genius toothbrush from Oral-B. We sell both of these in both locations. The price point on the Crest Oral-B kids pack is $25. That's plus tax. And you can use your HSA or FSA cards for this. I've went over this a little bit in a live previously. It comes with the rechargeable toothbrush, so it's not battery operated. The head's detached, which means, you know, the ones that you buy in the store, the spin brushes, are technically supposed to be thrown away every 3 months and get a new one. So this one is just the base with a changeable head, and it comes with a charger, and you can just plug it in just like your adult one. This bundle actually comes with two full-size toothpaste. It comes with a full-size mouthwash, which is appropriate for kids 8 and up for that. And then it also comes with a set of flossers, which if you bought all this in the store would be around $40 to $50. With the fact that it has an extra head in here, that's what makes it that cost. But this can all be bought in our office for $25. Again, we will have to add tax to that. But that's a really good deal. So it comes in this cute backpack, and we have those available in both locations. Okay, and we are giving one of these away today, so make sure you're sharing. Then we have the Genius Pro Health System that's supposed to help fight gingivitis. I'm going to set the bag down. You may not be able to see the bag as I pull everything out. But this is the Genius. It's a Bluetooth setup, which means that it can actually Bluetooth to your phone. So for your older kids who are not wanting to maintain their brushing, you can actually Bluetooth it to your phone and keep up with how often they're brushing and whether or not they're getting the right areas, things like that. So it's really good for compliance, especially with that 8 and up crowd. It comes with, I believe, it's got a handle, a charger, 3 brush heads, and a travel case. And for all the selfie kids around here, there's actually a smartphone holder that connects to the mirror. And that's what they would put up to watch where they're supposed to brush. So it even tells them what quadrant they're in and if they've been in that quadrant for the right amount of time. It uses pulses every 30 seconds to let you know to move to the next quadrant. And then it's on a 2-minute timer. So it's really, really good product. If you buy it in our office, we also, I believe, have a $20 off rebate. And we can get that for you, okay? Again, these are $80, but you do pay tax on that. But you can purchase them in our office. It also comes with a mouthwash. It comes with a full-size gum detoxify, which this stuff is amazing. It's a deep clean toothpaste. It neutralizes plaque bacteria even around the gum line, okay? So this is a great product. We've actually started giving this out as samples for our older patients. It also comes with this brush head and then the two in the package, and then it comes with a full-size floss. So that's a lot of bang for your buck as far as if you can't even purchase these, as far as I know, inside a store yet. They're only available in your dental professional's office. So again, that's the Genius Gingivitis System. We sell them in the office. They're $79.99 plus tax. And we're giving one of these away today as well. All right, so moving on to talk a little bit about toothpaste. One of the main things we get are, should my child have fluoride, should they not have fluoride as far as their home toothpaste, and that we follow the AAPD guidelines. So I'm going to read directly from their site. It says, when should I start using fluoride? The sooner the better. Starting at birth, clean your child's gums with a soft toothbrush or cloth and water. Parents should use a tiny smear of fluoride toothpaste to brush baby teeth twice daily as soon as they erupt. Once children are ages 3 to 6 years old, the amount should be increased to a pea-sized dollop and perform or assist your child's toothbrushing. Remember that young children do not have the ability to brush their teeth effectively, and children should always spit out and not swallow excess toothpaste after brushing. So what you want to do is you can introduce the fluoridated toothpaste as they're a baby. So even when you're using the brushy, you can use fluoridated toothpaste. Just make sure that it's just a smear. So you're just going to barely smear it on the brush. And that's what you're going to use until they're around 3 years old. At around 3 years old, you're going to use a pea size. They recommend that till they're around 6. And then after that, you know, you still don't want to goop it all on top of the toothbrush. But, you know, a generous amount would be fine. I always say pea size for older kids, too. That should be enough. Most of the time, if they go over that, you find it all in your sink, and that's not fun. So, if you have any more questions about toothpaste and the amount they should be using, just let us know. Then we are going to go over some kids' toothpaste options. So here in the office, as far as samples go, we usually give out a bubblegum flavor or a mint flavor. For us right now, it's the kids' cavity protection, which is actually this one, and it's called Sparkle Fun or Bubblegum. This is the one that we give them as a sample in the office, but it can be bought at Walmart. I just went and bought this one. I think it's like $1.50, $1.60 for a full-size set of this. But we give them this option, or we give them the gum detoxify, which is the one that I went over a while ago, which is here. We give them a sample size of this. This can also be bought at any Walmart, Target, wherever. This one is a little bit more expensive, but it does do the job, and it is worth the price, okay? There's several options you can buy for characters. So there's this stand-up option, which will just stand up on your bathroom counter. I'm assuming y'all can see behind me. So this can just stand there, and then it doesn't spill all over the place. There's tube options. This is called Fruit Burst. This is Incredibles. Again, it's just a kid flavored so that it's better for them to brush. These are all fluoridated. Then as they get older and they get over kind of the bubble taste and they want more minty, there's Crest Pro Health and Crest Cavity Protection. We do recommend that they do not use a toothpaste with any whitening agents in it until they have all of their permanent teeth in. So once they're at the age where all their permanent teeth are in, then they can switch to something that might have a whitening in it. But until then, we want them to just use a basic anti-cavity fluoridated toothpaste, okay? Then when they're older, they can use something like this. This actually is Crest Pro Health Clean Mint. It fights cavities, gingivitis, acid erosion, sensitivity, plaque, tartar. It also has whitening and obviously freshens breath. So this one's going to be for your older child. When they get all those permanent teeth in. Then last but certainly not least, we're going to talk about floss a little bit. We do give sample packs of floss. The little thing that you get from us is not enough to last in between appointments, so they will need to get bigger packs or floss picks. So I'm going to go over that. On the sample packages, we normally give them a smaller version of the Glide toothpaste. One is a deep clean, one is an original. This is what they look like when you buy them in the store. This was about $3.50. There is another option that's about $1.50 that's also made by Oral-B. But just know that that one little sample is not going to be enough probably even for that week. So you are going to need to purchase more floss, and they do need to be flossing at the age as soon as their teeth start touching. So when they start having their molars come in and they start to touch, that is when we want you to start flossing, all right? We teach them in the office to floss with actual floss, because we want them to understand what they're doing. But we also know that sometimes kids don't always pick that up. So we also can do floss picks for them. And that's what these look like. These are Scope Outlast, so I'm sure they're nice and minty. I'm going to go ahead and open this. And you can see it just has a handle on it with the floss on the end. So the floss is there. It's got the handle here. And so it's just a lot easier for them to floss with these. We are going to do a video series probably next week about the actual technique for brushing and how to floss with actual floss versus floss picks, okay? All right. Then we have a little bit about mouthwash. Mouthwash normally is good for kids that can swish it around and spit. So whatever that might be for your child, mouthwash is a great additive to their oral health care routine. So as soon as you feel comfortable with that, you can go ahead and start letting them practice. I would make sure that you are in the room for a while until they really get a hold of what they're doing. We don't want them to keep swallowing it. And so make sure you're doing that. Same thing with toothpaste. We don't want them to swallow the toothpaste. So make sure that they are spitting all of that out after brushing. Just the less intake, the better for them. Okay, as long as they don't ingest it, that'll be fine. We do know that it's a practice thing. It's just getting the child to be able to do it. That's why we recommend the smaller amounts of toothpaste while they're growing so that they're not ingesting too much of that. Again, these bundles that we have available come with a full-size mouthwash. The kids one actually comes with a much bigger one than the adult. So this is for stronger teeth, advanced anti-cavity fluoride mouthwash, kills bad breath, helps prevent cavities, strengthens enamel, cleans teeth and gums, and freshens breath. So as soon as you feel comfortable introducing mouthwash, you know, that's definitely something that we recommend. So then one more thing we want to go over is just that as an office as a whole, we follow all AAPD guidelines. That's the American Academy of Pediatric Dentistry. The quote that I gave you earlier about the fluoridated toothpaste came directly from their guidelines. We do recommend you visit their site, which is aapd.org. If you'll click on the tab at the top, that's a resource center, and then there's parent resources. The information that I got about the fluoridated toothpaste is under frequently asked questions. There's also brochures available, and there's a Healthy Mouth Monsters, I think, is something like that, which is more of the kids' side of the site. And that's really fun. We do share some of their information on our Facebook and Instagram throughout the year. But we get most of our guidelines are all from that. So anything that we're telling you about fluoridated toothbrush, toothbrush sizes, toothpaste, all that stuff is all the guidelines off of their site. We follow all of their guidelines. Especially with our in-office fluoride, it's the same thing. AAPD recommends that they get 2 applications of fluoride per year. And so we follow those guidelines. We don't, some insurances only pay for it 1 time a year, but we recommend it 2 times a year. It's one of the best things that you can do for your child, even better sometimes than a cleaning, for that matter. So sometimes you may, depending on your insurance, have an out-of-pocket cost for that second fluoride within the year, but it is more than worth it, okay? It's doing a lot more for their teeth than even the exam from the dentist, okay?